You had a good day for the big parade yesterday, didn't you, Dean?
Oh, it was so nice. We had so much fun. The weather was perfect. The crowd was amazing. So many fans who listened to this segment this single day came up and said hi and how much they enjoy it.
Oh, that's nice.
A lot of WGN radio fans. Of course, the star of the WGN TV float, without a doubt, Bozo the Clown.
Of course.
Literally, people are chanting as we're going down the street, Bozo, Bozo, Bozo. People, those memories of the old Bozo show hang in tough for a lot of people. The second biggest response was from people who thought that I was Tom Skilling and thanking me for the weather, asking me what it's going to be like tomorrow.
And of course, you oblige, right?
Yeah, I've stopped telling people that I'm not Tom Skilling. For a while, I was on an I'm not Tom Skilling kick. I've just decided to give in. And now I just tell people, hey, it's going to be a great week.
There you go.
We're going to have a good time.
So did the Elvis movie do as well as you thought it would do?
Yeah. It tied for number one. What's amazing is that Top Gun Maverick is still, it's not dwindling down. It's been out for over a month. And, usually by now you begin to see box office numbers slowly start to slide off a little bit, and that is not happening with Top Gun at all. Both movies took in $30.5 million, so we had an unusual tie for the number one spot at the box office. That very, very rarely happens, but it did for this weekend. And Top Gun Maverick now has made $1 billion, which is amazing. After that, it was Jurassic World Dominion, The Black Phone, and Lightyear, the Disney Pixar movie that, for a Pixar movie, this one is dwindling, has no problem dwindling. People are saying, that it's kind of Pixar's first flop.
Well, I'm sort of mesmerized by that $1 billion figure for Top Gun, and right. Cruise has a piece of the action there, doesn't he?
Oh, absolutely, he does. This is of all the movies that he's made. Think back, of everything that he's made through the years: Risky Business, and A Few Good Men, and just think about his film career. This is his most successful movie ever. Biggest box office numbers ever, and he's definitely going to get a percentage of it all.
It's a good movie. Let's talk about the celebs, and they've been very vocal about the Roe v. Wade decision, and also during the BET Awards, you heard a lot about that too,
yeah.
Didn't you?
Yeah, it was a very political award show last night. People, have very passionate opinions on both sides of this whole thing, but not a surprise that entertainers, there were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of tweets from entertainers expressing their opinions. But at venues over the weekend, like the BET Awards, the host of the show, Taraji P. Henson, very vocal. Janelle Monáe was one of the presenters last night, extremely vocal, extremely finger gestury, shall we say. No shortage of F-bombs to express her opinion. But also people like Taylor Swift, who you don't normally see getting into political things. She had a lot to say about it over the weekend. Also, Pearl Jam commenting, Phoebe Bridgers, Olivia Rodrigo. I mean, these are, these are pop singers that feel very passionately about it. Samuel L. Jackson, a very vocal scolding of Clarence Thomas for what Samuel L. Jackson called the hypocrisy of, taking on other groups, but leaving interracial marriage out of what he was talking about, since he is in an interracial marriage himself. But maybe the most graphic of them all, Billy Joe Armstrong from the group Green Day, was performing in the UK and on stage announced that he is renouncing his U.S. citizenship because of this, and he plans on permanently moving to the UK because he is so upset with the decision. So, you know, everybody's got their opinions, I guess.
Yes, they do. Talking entertainment with Dean Richards. We'll talk about a couple of controversial guys getting together. Alec Baldwin and Woody Allen, huh?
This should be pretty interesting. Last night, Alec Baldwin announced on his Instagram account that he is going to be interviewing Woody Allen about all the allegations that have been leveled at Allen over the years, more specifically the ones that he sexually abused his adopted daughter Dylan Farrow when she was a child, something that Woody Allen has consistently denied. But there was an HBO docuseries that was out last year that put out some pretty compelling what they called evidence that it did happen. Woody Allen or Alec Baldwin now says that he is going to interview Allen to get to the truth on this, although he says, I'm friends with him. And obviously someone who has my own set of beliefs couldn't care less about anyone else's speculation on this. If you believe that a trial should be conducted by way of an HBO documentary, that's your issue. So, you know, I don't know how somebody who, you know, starts off even before the interview by saying, I'm friends with this guy, how they can expect anything to be objective is beyond me. It's going to be a friend helping a friend, you know, obviously. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to watch it just because I'm curious to see what's going to happen. But I don't expect we're going to get much closer to the truth than we are right now.
Why would Woody Allen even want to bring this up again?
I don't. He has consistently kept quiet. Mm-hmm. Has not done any interviews, has been silent. Why he's doing this, I guess I have to think that he's going to get, he's not really going to get a very challenging set of questions mm-hmm. from somebody who's a friend of his. So, you know, this way he says, well, I did an interview about it, but it's going to be an interview with somebody who's not really going to push him on anything.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if this is the beginning of some sort of PR campaign for him, because his movies are not distributed here in the U.S. anymore, are they?
No, they're not. Mm-hmm. No, they're not. And, you know, honestly, his movies haven't been that good for the last 10 or 15 years anyway, so it's no great loss that we're achieving. But nobody wants to work with him. Nobody wants to touch him. You know, nobody wants to associate with him.
Let's listen to a little bit of what happened. Was this over the weekend at the McCartney concert?
Yeah, over the weekend, Paul McCartney was playing the Glastonbury concert in the U.K., which, you know, Paul McCartney just playing by himself would have been certainly cool enough as it is, but he brought some friends on stage with him, like Bruce Springsteen, for example, who you will hear McCartney singing Glory Days with him in just a second. But also significantly, Dave Grohl from Foo Fighters joined Paul McCartney on stage. They've been friends for quite a while, and they did Band on the Run together. This is the first time that Dave Grohl has performed live since the death of his drummer, Taylor Hawkins. And with both of these artists, with McCartney, sounded great. You know, just absolutely amazing. All of this video is on YouTube if you want to watch it. And it's definitely worth watching. Watching people like Bruce Springsteen being kind of in awe of a childhood idol. Paul McCartney is pretty cool. Same with Dave Grohl. You know, he's just usually downright giddy when he talks about Paul McCartney or performs with him. And they both obviously had a fantastic time. It was very interesting. You know, just in musical experiences this weekend. I didn't go to any live concerts, although I heard nothing but great things about the Kenny Chesney concert at Soldier Field this weekend, and likewise with Dead and Company at Wrigley Field this weekend. Apparently, there were some great shows going on, but you know, just with these particular shows, you know, people just have been raving about them. And, you know, lucky for us, they're going on. Dave Grohl also performed. I saw her standing there with Paul. I mean, imagine a dream come true. Mm-hmm. You grow up with the Beatles, mm-hmm. and then one day you're on stage with one of them, and you get to perform some of the songs with them. And by the way, 80-year-old Paul McCartney played for 3 hours during this festival,
as usual,
on stage for 3 hours.
And you know what? You've seen him, Dean. You know he doesn't even take a drink of water.
No.
And it was funny because I read something about that, and he addressed that. He said that when the Beatles were starting out and playing in Liverpool, it was frowned upon if any of the band members would pause for a drink of anything, and it was kind of a mark of pride to not do that. Yeah. And so it's just a habit of his. He doesn't do it.
That's amazing, because, you know, performers today, they, you know, they go off stage sometimes to change costume, but often just to take a break, you know, and they leave their dancers on stage or backup singers or whatever, you know, to so they can take a 5-minute break during the show. And here's 80-year-old Paul McCartney, you know, leading the way.
Yeah.
And in contrast to, I mean, this, you want to talk about, you know, feeling a little old. I watched the BET Awards last night, and, you know, artists like Lizzo performed, and, lots of other performers who are, you know, some of the top artists of today. And I stood, you know, I watched it, you know, like old people do watching these kind of things, going, you know, you don't know the artist, you don't know the songs, it's kind of scratching your head a little bit. And then Mariah Carey came out, and I was like, ooh, there's one I know. Thank goodness, there's one I know. P. Diddy, they had a huge all-star tribute to P. Diddy during the show last night that include Mary J. Blige, which I am a huge fan of hers. But and Diddy himself performed last night, and you know, he did that song that he wrote, "I'll Be Watching You," which is a kind of a takeoff of the Police song, "Every Breath You Take," and you know, that also I thought was just beautifully done, and I enjoyed. I got to say, I enjoyed Lizzo. I enjoy him, but some people go, "Ah, that's not music. I don't like this." I enjoy hearing different kinds of music that I don't understand and art that I've never heard of before. It's I feel like I learned something.
Now, don't be your father.
That's not music.
That's it.
What are those four long-haired guys from Liverpool? That's not music.
Dean, for Lisa Dent this afternoon after 2 o'clock.
Yep, we'll see you then.
Thank you, Dean, and we'll talk to you here tomorrow morning.